Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
So in case you haven't noticed yet, we're talking a lot about trust this month. Lots of trust verses. Probably because that's such a foundational part of having faith is trusting. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
This is one of those verses that they teach you if you grow up in a church, if you grow up in a Christian school environment like I did. This is one of those verses I think might have been one of the first ones I've ever memorized besides John 3:16, because I think that's everybody's first Bible verse that they memorize. Somebody out there is like, not me. That was not the first one I remember. That's awesome.
So I love this verse in particular. It does say, trust the Lord with all your heart. And so this month, our theme has been trust. But I love that it's like, lean not on your own understanding. So I grew up with like a learning disability. And some understanding, I didn't learn how to truly read till I was in fifth grade. And even then, no one really thought that I'd catch up. School was very hard for me and that sort of thing. And verses like this kind of gave me a little bit of peace because I knew I was never going to be valedictorian. I knew that like my own understanding is not going to be as learned as like Betty Sue down the street. So the fact that like God says that I don't have to lean on my own understanding, I need to trust in his. I need to trust that God's going to give me the wisdom that I need and that I need to acknowledge him in all of my ways, and then he's going to direct my path. I don't have to know all the answers. I don't have to rely just on Jenny in order to get through this life. I have to rely on God, and he's going to show me the way. It almost lets a little bit of pressure off.
For sure. What's hard, too, is I'm one of these people who likes to take a situation and figure out, okay, this just happened. Why did it happen? What events led up to making it happen? Why is it happening? How do I make this better? I take something and I dissect the crap out of it. And I try to understand every aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And I do this across everything. And it's annoying.
It's kind of human nature. You know, I'm curious. Yeah.
And I want to know all the reasons.
Yeah.
And I like things to make sense. I love to watch something happen and make sense of it. And if I cannot do those two things, if I can't make sense of something, it really eats me up. And what I appreciate about this verse in particular so much is that, like you said, I don't have to understand it. I don't have to understand why something terrible has happened. I don't have to understand why events have played out the way that they have. I just have to trust that God will make sense of it, that God will use it, that God will do what God does, which is make all things beautiful in time. For those of us that love him. Mm-hmm. And as long as in those moments of non-understanding, I trust God in those times, then he's going to direct my steps. He's going to direct my life. He's going to show me where to go. He's going to help me in what to do as long as I ask him to light my way. Even if I don't understand it, I can just trust he's going to guide me in the right direction.
Yeah. He's going to give you the path. But the other thing is that, and we covered this in week 26, is that he's also going to give you a peace.
Yes.
So you need to not rest in Catherine's understanding and Catherine's knowledge. You need to rest in God's. And when you go in his path and you trust in his ways, he is going to fill you with joy and give you the peace that you need in order to do your mission.
And even kind of piggybacking from last week about God's ways, this verse talks about our ways. So in our ways, that the decisions we make and the paths we are thinking to go down, as long as we acknowledge him mm-hmm. in those places, he will direct our paths. And so I looked up the Hebrew for acknowledge, and there's quite a few definitions to acknowledge, but I really like the ones that were recognize, advise, be aware, let know, make self known, declare. Those are the actions that we are to take in regards to God with those paths and the decisions we're thinking about making. And I love the one in particular that says, make self known. We are to make ourselves known to God and the paths we're taking. I'm sure there's a few places in life and in the past that I can look back and know, oh, I was giving God these paths, but I was keeping this path, this one little path over here, I wasn't going to acknowledge God there.
I didn't know what his answer would be, so yeah, I just did it anyway.
I'm just going to give it a shot. Commentary from Baker Illustrated says it nicely. Quote, verses 5 through 6 encourage complete reliance on God and his revealed will, rather than on oneself, in all decisions and actions. As a result, God will help one to head straight for the goal and avoid unnecessary detours. I've had a few unnecessary detours in my life. I'm a little bit thick, a little bit hard-headed, but I do appreciate that we are considered sheep, and sheep are kind of stupid. So I'm assuming that I'm not the only sheep that's
stupid,
a little bit...
They're stupid, but they're not that stupid. I mean, sheep still know how to eat. They know they're...
Well, they're still alive.
And they also, think about it, like, they also know their shepherd's voice. So, you know, sheep is one of those good and bad analogies, because they don't have to be the brightest bulb, but they still have to know God's voice. So yes. If we want to know God's voice in our paths, it's kind of that good thing that you bring up sheep, because they can pick out their shepherd's voice above anybody else's voice. That's how they separate them out, like the different shepherds call their different herds or whatever. It just amazes me that sheep can do that.
And sheep are defenseless on their own.
Yes, and they need their shepherd.
Yes, they do. And God's just too big for us to go by our own understanding in general. We're human. We don't get to see things the way he does. So it doesn't make sense to trust on our own
understanding. He looks at things in the lens of eternity, and I mean, sometimes when I think about being all-knowing and I think about all the things God could know, even me thinking about what God knows kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. Many things don't get revealed to us until the time is either just right or later on the other side, through the veil. And there's a reason that we either get to know or we don't get to know. Because there are some things I feel like I don't really have answers to or understanding of truly. But I know eventually I will. I know God will show me either in eternity or when I'm a little bit older. I don't know. But I believe some of these
sometimes
things
we won't understand it in the present time.
Yeah.
I do think that sometimes our emotions cloud mm-hmm. not only our judgment, but our ability to understand why certain things happen, because we're so filled with emotion and we're very used to, instead of using our self-control muscle, using our emotional muscle. I think that does cloud our judgment a lot of times and our understanding.
I have a plaque, got it at Hobby Lobby, that has this verse on it.
Place.
I know, you can get so lost in all the, oh, they have so much good stuff in there. And I bought this little plaque that's now been in pretty much every room of my house at some point. I think it's, I know where it is right now, actually. But anyway, I digress. I have this verse on a plaque, and I was dusting one day around it, and I read it. And the word, and I've said this before, the word all jumped off the plaque. And I realized in that moment that that was kind of a a wake-up call for me to kind of examine my life and examine it, were there ways I wasn't trusting. But I love how having the words, God's words, in visual places is something that's helped me. I have verses all over my house.
Same with me.
I used to have a chalkboard. I need to go back to this, where I had a chalkboard or a dry erase board and wrote a different verse each week on it, just for the kids to see as well. So not just something that I put in my car, not something I put on my mirror, mm-hmm. but something for everyone in the house to just kind of...
Yeah, when I was homeschooling, I did that a lot. We would go over a verse, and it would be front and center for everyone to see. All right, what's this week's verse we're concentrating on? But I like that idea of continuing to do that.
Yeah, I think we both need to hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do the same verse, be like, I got July, you got August. Are we doing the same one as our truth of the week, or are we going to do something different with the kids?
Sounds good. But yeah, this verse is beautiful, and just, it lets us off the hooks a little bit. Lean not on us. We need to trust in the Lord.
And then we also have to take the confidence in knowing that as we acknowledge Him and as we give Him our lives and our, you know, hey, God, what decision you want me to make here? What path do you want me to go down? As we acknowledge Him and give it to Him, we believe that He shall direct your path. It's not He might direct your path. He might throw you another hint. It's like He's going to.
Yeah.
I love all the promises in here that are hidden as promise. It doesn't jump off the page necessarily as a promise, but so many of them truly are promises.
It's written. God's promises are written throughout the Bible, but He doesn't do it in neat little bullet points. He lets you, like, uncover it while you're studying His Word and getting to know Him. You can find another little piece of gold.
It's like buried treasure.
Yeah.
So this week's challenge, in what ways are you not giving God your all?
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.